The true cost of tragedy is the human loss. Each individual life cut short is an incalculable loss that can never be replaced to the loved ones left behind. But as time marches on, too often we remember the tragedies only by their statistics. When Rod Etheridge set out to write his newly released book, 18 Souls, The Loss and Legacy of Cougar Flight 491, he decided early on that the focus of the book would not be what went wrong that day, but what was lost. And he did it just in time for the 10th anniversary of that fateful day.
I was sitting there watching the news one night, and it was the 8th anniversary of Cougar 491. And the news story, you know, said a helicopter crash, and then there was the obligatory line we put in the media, 17 people died, one survived. And then it went on talking about helicopter offshore safety, and then it talked about the survivor. And I thought, they're not talking about who died. Who did die?
Etheridge is no stranger to telling people stories. He's been doing it for years at the CBC, where he is now a senior producer. This book, which was written over 2 years, was a labor of love, with all the research, legwork, and writing done in his personal time. Etheridge says that unsurprisingly, some families were hesitant to share intimate details of their lost loved one's life with a stranger, but he worked hard to build trust by assuring them of his intentions and vision for the book.
Some people I talked to were for a full year before they finally said, yeah, come to my home, have coffee. See what my life is like. Drive down the Fortune and spend the weekday with me. Drive to Aquaford and let me show you what my daughter's life was like. It was a long time. And like I say, I just had to build that relationship of trust to say to them, this is about you, not about me. I want to tell your story.
All of the stories stuck with Etheridge, but one in particular stood out. The response of Marjorie Nash, mother of Bruce Nash, who died in the tragedy. He was struck by how much the lives of her and her husband still revolved around their lost son.
And she was the salt of the earth. She is so sweet. She said, I get up in the morning with my husband, we have breakfast, and then we drive to the cemetery and we kiss Birch's headstone and we fix up around the cemetery. And then we go to the community park and we sit there and we walk around and we look at the memorial stone. And then we watch the kids play. Then they go home to have lunch. Then they take a little break and they get up and they drive to the cemetery. They visit Birch again. Then they go to the community park. Then they go home for supper. And just before they go to bed, they get in the car and they drive to the cemetery again.
All but 6 of the 18 families affected spoke with Etheridge for his book, but he made sure to include the others with as much detail as he could. Glenda Rose is the sister of Bruce Nash, one of the 17 lives lost that day. She was very receptive to the idea of preserving her brother's legacy. His family keep his memory alive every single day, but this was a way to preserve it for generations.
Thought it was a great idea because, really, you know, when you were looking at the names of these people, you knew nothing about them. And the only thing you knew about them was that they had worked offshore. By reading the book, you know, you get to know the individuals. Like, they're more than just a name on a plaque now to me.
Rose says at the book launch she spoke to several other family members of the deceased, who, like her, had an opportunity to read the book beforehand.
I'll go back to the point that he said, you know, I want to do this. I want to let people know that there's more, you know, to the people, you know, there was more to your brother than just, you know, working offshore. The ones that I've spoken to that I've read the book and I've spoken to a few, and that's what they like about the book.
If you would like to pick up a copy of 18 Souls, The Loss and Legacy of Cougar Flight 491, it's available at locations throughout the province, including Chapters and Costco. For Kicker, I'm Stephen Miller.